I really appreciate the way that you restructured or helped us to reorient our understanding of the unity of the Trinity, because mm-hmm. it seems that in Western theology, when we talk about the Trinity, the numbers sort of mess with us, and we try to figure out how to be three in one. And you were very clearly stating, well, Jesus said, I and the Father are one, not yeah. I and the Father are one and the same. And as a pastor, that's helpful for me because we're not a doctrine-based church. And so when people come and say, what do you believe about X? Or what is your statement on this? We often say, well, there are a lot of different beliefs in our church. And then they say, well, what holds you together? And we say, well, this unity comes not through our doctrine, but through the fact that we feel that Christ provides us a unity that is far above that, right? Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I think for us, many of us in the room who are pastors, who have congregations who disagree on a number of different doctrines, this gift of the unity of the Trinity that doesn't have to be sameness is a really important thing for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me first say, Jesus addressed his God as Abba, der Vater. The Apostle Paul heard the Abba prayer in Galatia and in Rome. But after the first century, the Abba prayer disappeared from the Christian congregations and was replaced by Our Father who is in heaven, with a far distance and with the possible misunderstanding of patriarchalism. There's a Father in heaven and a Father in the family, etc., the Father of the Fatherland, etc. If we would reintroduce into our congregations, in our personal life, the Abba prayer, we would feel the nearness of Jesus at the moment. So I tried to convince the congregations at Tübingen to reintroduce the Abba prayer and replace the Our Father in heaven with Abba, dear Father, hallowed be thy name, etc. Because then you are already in the Trinity, while the Father of the Fatherland and the Father of the universe, etc., this is another concept of fatherhood. What keeps us together? Well, the Trinitarian persons in their mutual indwelling, in their perichoresis, are not only three persons, but also three rooms. They give room for indwelling of the other persons in them. So God the Father gives room to Jesus to dwell in him, and he dwells in Jesus. To give room to each other means what we are doing if we accept other people, open our life and our houses in love and friendship to them. We give them a life space in which they can breathe freely and reveal themselves, go out of themselves, etc. If we give no living space to other people, to exclude them or shut them out or become aggressive, the other people will retire into themselves and become defensive. We all do this. And therefore, this room giving to each other is the best way to correspond to the triune God. And perhaps this is what you are doing in your church.